This is B with All Matters, Car Radio 97, 3FM, Seattle's news and Seattle's talk. We are having a good show this morning. I got a sponsor, old friend. He's been on the show, man, oh man, seems like forever. You're getting old, dude.
Yeah, damn near 40.
Damn near 40. Is that how you say your age? So what happens when you're 50? Well, what do you put in front of that?
I'm damn near dead.
That's how that works. We got Blake Garfield for Bedrooms and the War over there. We're going to have a discussion all about, he's got his new store open. We've been talking about that like forever, it seems like.
It's about time.
You guys finally got around to finishing that darn thing.
You know, you sounded it out. It was.
Yeah, we're going to do that. And then for all you guys, too, this is a time of year where we start, you know, you start smelling that turkey off in the distance and the holidays are coming and you start thinking about family, right? So Blake has got some really cool guest solutions for when your guests come over. We're going to get into some different beds and things like that. Right now what I'd do is if I was you, is go ahead and get a pencil and paper, and I'm going to give you their phone number and their address. One thing, though, is you're going to have to go down. You know, I always think of like Bedrooms and More is like the Disneyland of old beds and furniture. And I think it's even better.
You're overstating it.
No.
No rides.
But you have.
Well, I guess if you play your cards right.
You could do that.
I'm sorry.
Is it like a free fall experience if you push them out the window?
Yeah.
Without a parachute, right?
No.
Well, okay, so let's dive in. I know you guys have been working on this darn building. I know it's close to your old building, but you've been working on this thing for what, 3 years?
Well, I mean, in terms of construction, it was 3 years and almost 6 months. I mean, 3 years and 4 months. Whatever.
I thought so, because we talked about the hole in the ground all the way up.
Right, but then, we own the land there for now over 7 years. Okay. It was quite the process getting the building designed. We wanted to use a local architect, so we interviewed a bunch of them, and then getting it permitted.
Did you do that, or were you the leader in the
area? No.
Was that your daddy-o?
My dad was definitely instrumental in that. And then my older brother was kind of the liaison between the family and the architect, which is probably why we ended
like
up
pushing the people?
Like triple the budget. No big deal. Oh, okay. But the end result.
Big shout out to your brother.
Yeah. Well, we're not worried about financial responsibility here. We're worried about it looking nice, and it looks great.
Yeah.
So,
it does. I went in. You gave me a tour when it was still in construction. They were putting up drywall and things, and it's how many floors is that thing?
Six.
Wow.
And so we're using the top floor for hosting events and things like that, and then it's a resident.
Hugh Hefner Grotto up there.
It's beautiful. I don't know if it would pass Hugh's standards.
Okay.
And then the five floors below are showroom.
So what is
including
like
the basement.
So you got five floors. What's like? Do you have a specific theme on each floor, or what? How does that work?
To a degree. I mean, the basement floor is set up with kids' furniture and mattresses and just an avalanche of bedding. Okay. The main floor is kind of collector distributor to a degree. It's got a little sampling of a bunch of different things. It's got all of the different rugs, and so we have our rugs that we have that are like natural rugs. And I found out what people should be paying for rugs, and instead of it being
really?
Like on sale all the time, we have like really competitively priced rugs because I bought an entire container of them because I looked at what it would cost to like put on the wood floors, just wool natural rugs.
Who did you get the container from, like Jimmy Small or something?
No,
or
so I went to
they got back.
I went to this furniture show in Germany, which is called Heim Textile, and they're people come from all over the world, and it's like this is where they show their wares. And there's one in Las Vegas here, and there's one in North Carolina.
And this was
here,
the first time you were there?
It was the second or third time I went there. And this company that's like a third generation mill out of India.
Okay.
This guy was educated at Tulane, and he was really interesting, and he was talking to me, and I was like, I want to put rugs on floors, but I don't want to buy them from someone who's wholesaling them in the U.S. because you're paying basically retail markup to buy them wholesale here. And so cutting out a middleman allowed us to
furnish. So you cut, by going
entire
to
flooring.
Germany, you cut out a whole chunk of money that you're then passing the savings on?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, the thing that grossed me out was, I figured out what the average markup was from a place like Restoration Hardware or Pottery Barn, because they're like, oh, we make them for this person. We make them for this person. And I'd look to see how much they were retailing for. I was like, oh, we need to be selling rugs because we can make them really competitive and You know, they're the same rugs that are being made for other people. We just
are these like cheaper. Are these like Persian style rugs or what kind of rugs?
They're like wool
or wool,
like you know, hand knotted rugs, and I mean, they're not the flat ones. I went with ones that have a little bit of a pile to them because that was personal preference.
Because you want to be able to lay down.
I wanted to put them in my own house. I mean, it was definitely self-serving. I want natural rugs. I don't want a bunch of polyester rugs in my house and things like that.
Got it. So just different styles.
We did
different
12 colors. Styles with a bunch of different colors. And so we kind of fit a bunch of different decors. But so we do that on the main floor. And then
you got the room now to put all that stuff. So you got all these rugs down on the first floor then?
Right. So we've got rugs, but then they're spread throughout the store also. And then we've got, you know, cabinet bed, sleeper sofa, you know, recliners, so people can see that we do a bunch of different things.
Yeah.
They're colorful bedding. And then the second floor is a lot of bedding. And then the third floor is mattresses. And then the spot where we do the mattress class. So there's a seating area there. And then
that's not going to be up on the top floor?
No, we're not going to do the class on the top floor.
Okay.
And then the fourth floor is all of our 45th Street bedding branded mattresses and bedding, and then the Hestons and the Vispring mattresses and ton of furniture, so solid wood furniture, things like that. And then the existing building that was before we built the new one, that's going to be tons and tons of seating, so more sleeper sofas, tons of couches, some small-scale dining things, some home office things, and a bunch of lighting.
That's crazy. Are you going to have, like, the little arrows on the floor like some of the other places to guide them through?
No. There are no dead ends. You don't need to have a
You actually should make it into a haunted house for Halloween, though.
That would be really cool and a lot of effort. we did put, like, kiosks so we have people can kind of find their way through the store with digital interactive kiosks and like find product and things like that. And we also have
lights like with the dancing elephants for the kids on the floor.
That'd be really cool. And we also have a golf cart to take people from building to building in case the weather is inclement.
Wow. So you're going to keep your old building then?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, we also, the city was a pain in the butt on getting parking. So they wouldn't let us bring parking off the alley. So in this big new 6-floor building, we could only bring it off of what they described as the hardest alley they've seen before.
Yeah.
So we could only fit 5 parking spots in the current building, which is stupid.
Yeah.
And so we have 10 parking spots with the other building, and they're 100 feet away.
You guys got to check these guys out. It's you can give them a call, 206-633-4494, 206-633-64494 for the address. You guys are like 4 blocks back on Dix, right?
You know, we're 1 block west of the freeway, and so Dix is like
right off 45th. So yeah. if you know where Dix is on 45th, just head down. They're on the right-hand side. The big building is actually even closer to the
Oh, yeah, and you can't miss our new huge sign. It's
okay, good.
It's we're 10 feet closer to the street than the building that was for Wine World, so we stick out.
That's cool. With that, I'm Pete. This is All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. Okay, we're back. This is Pete with All Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM in the great state of Seattle. We're having a good discussion here. I got Trevor over on the boards. How you doing, Trevor?
Good. How are you guys?
I didn't introduce you at the beginning, man. I'm sorry about that, but we're getting our act together. It's a little early in the morning.
It is early.
I've only had 2 cups of coffee, so.
You're ahead of me.
You're 1 ahead of me.
But no weed today. Did you have any weed this morning?
No, it's a nighttime routine.
Oh, that's right. Okay. Well, that's good.
That's kept in perpetuity now. I had somebody who heard one of our earlier recordings from forever ago.
Yeah.
In Ohio, they called like a couple days ago, and
really,
and they're flying to Seattle, and they're going to come to our store, which is
they wanted to meet you.
Well, she wants to become a customer, which is weird because again, she heard a Seattle show living in Ohio.
It's the power of podcasts,
right? But it was just came out of nowhere. Yeah. But these apparently they stick around because that was for you. So now everyone's going to know that that's part of my nighttime routine, like forever. That's
I'm done. But actually, I mean, we talked about that a little bit. Everybody's got to have a good night's sleep. And man, if you don't get it, it's not good.
Staying asleep. I've always been able to fall asleep right away.
Okay.
And my brain just will turn on in the middle of the night. And it's like, hey, don't you want to be awake? It's
like
3 a.m.
I've been having that problem lately, too. I don't know. It's like I sleep until like 4 a.m. and then, boom, my eyes pop open. And I thought, maybe it's because of my age. But I don't know. Maybe it's something else.
I can't do that. I got kids. And, like, I got to I got to keep the brain off. So before I go to bed.
You know what? I just saw something that popped in my head. Trevor, I want you to pay attention to this because I'm going to give you a business lesson here. So I'm going to talk to your dad because here's the thing. You know, you got your name, Bedrooms and More.
Sure.
That more could be some stuff we're talking about here.
Oh, yeah.
Good mattress, and we help you sleep through the night.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Go to sleep or I'll put you to sleep.
Well, he was talking about those issues with the city. That might be a whole different set of issues with the city.
You got to have a separate entrance.
Government
check your ID at the door.
Exactly. Bulletproof glass. No, I'm just kidding. All right, we got to get back on track here. It's my fault.
Do we have to get on track, though? Well, I mean, really?
We don't have to. It's your nickel, dude. We'll talk about whatever, man. How about them Mariners?
Oh, yeah,
don't get me started on that
again.
This is a home lifestyle show, but
my friend actually had a really good attitude about that, though, and that was for years he really just needed something to get him through until football season, and they were competitive until football came back, and then he was like, okay, well, now I can
and that's when
football.
That's when you they panned to the audience of the Safeco Field. There's like no one there.
all eight people loved that game. Don't joke.
Yeah. Well, I just before we get off of that, it was so funny because my two sons, they played ball like I did, you know, they were played serious ball. And they love the Mariners. Don't get me wrong, we all love the Mariners, but my older son posted something about there was some about the season and how well it went, and he said, my older son's name is Kaz, he goes, yeah, well, there we go again. He goes, talking about a great season. They didn't even make the playoffs. And my younger boy, Kai, writes, 17 years and running. I was like, wow, you guys are brutal.
Cold-blooded.
Yeah. All right, let's get back on track. Let's talk about guest solutions. So we got the holidays coming up. We're in that time. Everybody's thinking about that. How do you guys, because there's, you know, in a home, you have to have places for people to sleep, and barring like having them sleep on the floor with a blanket, can we talk about some of the solutions? Let's start, because my favorite is your cabinet bed.
Sure.
So let's talk about that, and can you explain, like, because people know like what a Murphy bed is, but how's a cabinet bed different?
So with a Murphy bed, you're basically, it's built in. Like where you put it is kind of, you're not going to move it from room to room, and that room is then now maybe multi-purpose, but then once the bed's down, the room is...
And the bed is like bolted to the wall.
Right.
And you can't move it around.
With a cabinet bed, think of it like a dresser that can become a bed wherever you want it to be.
Okay.
Or for my wife and myself, we have one in a room that's basically, well, it's kind of a rumpus. Like we have a double shot in there, and then we have a TV, and it's the TV stand. So this is a... Like, it's like an entertainment unit for us.
But, so you mean you have your TV on top of the
right. cabinet. And so when we have more guests than our house should be able to handle, we just pull that out, and that person has a perfectly good queen-size bed there. And what people have ended up using it as is they'll lay and they'll just look at the TV up above there, so they'll just fall asleep to the TV or whatever may be going on.
That's pretty good.
But if we move, which... We have moved since we bought the cabinet bed. Instead of it staying with the house like a wall bed does, you just can move it. So
is it on like wheels?
No, it's heavy.
So this is not something like I have it in one room, I can move it into another.
No, it's not like a rollaway bed, which is also a guest solution, but it's for when you hate your guests, not when you actually
you
like
want to roll them out the door. Sleep outside.
Like, hey, you want to sleep in a prison cot for a couple days? It's going to be great. You're going to love it.
Well, that's what you always think of when you think of these solutions, and the frame is like sticking you in the back.
No, I mean, the things that we have are like legitimately comfortable.
Yeah.
And if I were in the doghouse, I would not be upset about sleeping in the cabinet bed.
Okay.
That'd be fine.
Yeah.
Not in the doghouse. Just want you to know. Couples canceling.
And you're doing preventative maintenance, which is good. I'm proud of you, dude. I wish I would have done that.
You know, it's because my wife was a psychology major, and she knew better, and she just said...
Oh, she was the brains behind
everything. Oh, she... Absolutely. She's still the brains behind everything. Let's be blunt. She...
Big shout... What's your wife's name?
Crystal.
Crystal. Big shout out to Crystal.
Yeah. Well, she's amazing.
Yeah.
She makes cool. good looking kids, too. Our boys are awesome.
That's awesome. They look like you.
As far as I know. Yeah, I mean, they're great. One of them, like, my wife joked when he came out, she said the maternity test came back negative. It's not mine, because he looks like he came out with blonde hair and blue eyes, and my wife's got really dark eyes, and she's, you know, Native American, so she's like, she looks dark. She's like, how did I come out with this, you know, this super pasty looking boy? And his eyes eventually turned brown, so she got something. But it, like, he looks exactly like I did when I was a little kid.
Well, see, only in America you can have a Native American married to a ginger.
Yeah.
And you guys all get along.
And we ended up with a blonde kid, which came out of nowhere.
Blonde kid. Well, hey, it's a melting pot, right? We all gotta get along. All right, so the cabinet beds. Now, before we shut this segment down, so on, can I get any size?
We do twin, full, and queen. We've not done a king. Okay.
So if you're a couple, it's queen's big enough, you could sleep on it together.
Yeah, the queen is really the only size we ever sell because it's literally the size of a dresser. It's, you know, 64 inches wide and it's like 2 feet deep. Yeah. Okay. And so this thing that's sitting there, it's a queen bed. Why get one that's 42 inches wide instead that's only a twin size bed? It's just they're almost the same price and you can sleep two people. I mean, we've sold a couple of twin size ones, but those are under very unique circumstances that people want anything other than the queen.
Yeah, got it. We come back. I am going to ask Blake about some of the pricing on these cabinet beds.
Oh, yeah.
We're going to go over sleeper sofas, right? Day beds, futons. They carry it all, but I wanted you guys to understand like your different choices.
Yeah.
Best thing though is just get down there to their two showrooms now. They're just down there off of 45th Street. What's the address there?
Well, we have 300 Northeast 45th Street and 324 Northeast 45th Street.
The 300 is the big new building, right?
No, 324 is
324 is okay. Yeah. Okay. Good. With that on, Pete, this is Car Radio 973 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. This is Pete with All Matters. Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News. Seattle's Talk. You guys probably thought, that's a pregnant pause in radio. You probably thought I forgot where I was at. Maybe.
Did you? Do we need to have conversations
about
about senior care? I think you're a little early for that.
I am way early for that. Way early.
So. Sure.
I think maybe Trevor's older than me. I don't know. He's got the gray beard.
My beard might be older than you, but I don't know about anything else.
Your beard doesn't have any salt and pepper there?
Yeah.
Come on.
Well, you know, I started turning gray when I was 26.
At least you guys can grow beards. I mean.
Yeah. Well, we won't. You talked about that last time.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That's your problem, dude. Maybe you need to go get treatment.
Yeah, some testosterone.
You know, I just had Dr. Lovin here yesterday for that, and we were talking about testosterone.
Oh, yeah.
You should listen to that show.
Yeah, it'll be great. I can't wait to be a little bit angrier.
That's not that type of testosterone.
Are you sure?
Yes, I'm sure. I am sure. So, hey, if you want to check this show out, we have past shows, too, with Blake. Just go to mynorthwest.com/homematters. They're up there in perpetuity. Guys, the thing is, I've always talked about, you know, you can go check them out at bedroomsandmore.com, and, you know, they can... Their website's cool and everything, but if I was you, I would just go down there because Blake and the whole family, they're really cool people. I've been down there a couple times visiting their old one and then the new one when it's being built. I'm really excited about seeing your new building. It's 324 45th?
Northeast 45th.
Northeast 45th, yeah. So go down there, check them out. You guys, what is your hours? Like, when are you open?
9 to 8.
Okay. Is that 7 days a week?
No, it's weekdays. Saturday it's 9 to 7 and Sunday it's 10 to 6.
Okay. So make sure you tell your mom and dad about my mimosa idea. I know probably won't go, but that might be kind of cool.
You
could do a Sunday.
If I can't serve them to customers, at least I can serve them to myself.
While you're going back and forth, let me drive the car.
Pay no attention to the guy behind the wheel. No, what?
Yeah. It'll be like that jungle ride in Disneyland.
I just want to go on record. I would not drink and drive.
No. Okay, there we go. Okay, that's good. Yeah, don't do that. Don't do that. Hey, by the way, guys, I want to give a big shout out to Trevor. Trevor is a veteran.
I am. Thank you.
United States. I appreciate that. From the Navy, right?
Yep. Thank you.
Yeah, we make a, you know, I know you guys are veteran friendly, right?
Yeah. And my brother-in-law is actually in the Navy. I'll be going to visit him in Guam.
That's very cool. Yeah, you're ex-Navy, right?
Tired? I am.
Tired Navy?
Yeah. Retired Navy.
Very cool. So big shout out to all you guys, all the active duty and all the vets. So Trevor, thank you for serving the country. Appreciate
That's awesome.
That, man.
Thanks for your support.
All right. Let's get back to cabinet beds. So one thing I want to ask, you talked about size, like you could get a queen size. What is the mattress type in there? Because a lot of, you know, I was talking to Trevor off air, and you had made a great comment about, what did you say about how sleeping in the discomfort?
Yeah, the old bar that used to go like right through the middle. So you'd have comfortable shoulders and comfortable ankles, but the rest of it was, not so much.
Tell me about comfortable ankles. How's that different than regular ankles?
I don't know. I'm trying to picture that one.
Yeah, but no.
But anyway, help us understand the comfort level of these
sure.
the mattress.
So in the cabinet bed, you've got, you know, your choice of different types of mattresses. They're generally all foam. because they need to be trifold. If somebody got really creative, which I like to do, I could probably make a coil one, but it would be a challenge. Yeah. So don't.
So it's more like a marshmallow.
No, well, we do them with latex foam. So we do all natural ones. We do organic ones, and then we also do your standard kind of polyfoam ones. It's like a, you know,
can you
your standard
your
little memory foam
you
one?
Want? Is that,
yeah.
Oh, you can. Okay.
So you can choose your mattress. You can choose the cabinet. So you got different styles of cabinet. You got different finishes, different woods. And then with the sleeper sofas, we don't carry any with the old torture bar style, the Leggett & Platt mechanism that's like short. So if you're tall like I am and your feet are hanging off the end because it's only 72 inches long instead of a full 80. So we carry ones that are actually the full dimension and they don't have the torture bar.
So good. You have comfortable back and ankles then.
Nice.
Well,
we appreciate that. As
I hope
people.
Your ankles are comfy.
Maybe last time I slept on
someone
one
to massage those toes and ankles.
I think last time I slept on one of those fold-out beds, I was short enough to sleep sideways on it, so we didn't even have to worry about it. The adults did, but we could sleep three kids on the bed, not have to worry about it.
Well, that's good. Well, now we have a solution that's comfortable.
Right.
The foam mattress with none of that stuff, which is good.
Right.
Tell me, if you just joined us, too, this is Pete with Home Matters, Car Radio 973 FM. Tell me, so Blake, what are we, you talked about you can get different wood species, and can you like pick your color or stain or on the cabinet?
So to a degree, yeah. I mean, you can actually you can do a custom color, but most of the time people just do, there are so many different standard colors. More than a dozen different standard finishes that if you can't find something there, you're picky like me. But you could do like something in purple and gold. I mean, you could legitimately do custom colors, any Benjamin Moore paint color you could come up with. You can have it.
Yeah.
So,
do you carry different vendors?
Okay,
why do you have different vendors of cabinet beds?
To cover the spectrum price wise.
Is it okay? It's based on cost.
I mean, not everybody's got champagne budget. Sometimes you're living on the beer budget.
Okay. So you buy the beer style. It doesn't have a keg on it or something.
There is storage underneath.
I was going to ask you that because I want to have a place to store stuff.
I don't think
not a keg.
I don't think you could fit a keg, even a pony keg, but one of those little Heineken single party ones. You might be able to stick it in there.
Big shout out to Rob White, my old partner. He would do something like that.
Yeah,
remember Rob?
Yeah. He's
okay. But what are we talking like price range
on those? Generally, for the whole setup, you're going to be 2,000 to. I mean, you could spend up to $5,000. I mean, you can get pretty affordable.
That's not bad. I mean, because you're getting a bed and a piece of furniture all in.
Right. Well, it's when people are looking for something to support their guests, I generally ask, what's the need? You know, if you have a need for a sofa because it's been 20 years and you want to replace that, well, why not replace it and have it be the guest solution? Yeah. Also, if it's crap, we got people coming and we don't know if we're going to be here forever, we might move, we're in this kind of transient, get the cabinet bed. If someone's living in a studio apartment, they'll get the cabinet bed because they can close it and then they can have their sofa, because no one wants to sleep in a sleeper sofa every day, but the cabinet bed, the mattress can be like a legit mattress.
Yeah.
And so people will have it as their studio apartment.
Got it.
Main bed.
I thought your question would be how fast you want to get them out of the house. That's how you'd pick your bed.
Then let's talk about futons.
We're going to get there. By the way, I know Blake sells these and things like that, but you guys have heard me before on the show. I hate carpet, and I really don't like futons. They remind me of the college campus thing.
Sure.
But as long as we're – I guess we got to wrap down and go to the next segment. But since you brought that up in the next segment, I was going to talk about futons, so you can change my mind on the quality – because I know you have some pretty good quality ones. So
I have nothing I'm embarrassed about.
Yeah. Go check them out down there. If you want to give them a call to get directions, if you don't have a smartphone, which if you don't have a smartphone, you must have crawled out from under a rock lately. But you could call them at 206-633-4494. The address is 324 Northeast 45th or 300 Northeast 45th. Just go down and visit them. These guys are nice folks. It's Bedrooms and More, or you can go to bedroomsandmore.com. With that, I'm Pete.
I'm still Trevor.
This is Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle's News and Seattle's Talk. All right, we're back. Boy, oh boy, I wish you could have heard what we were talking about off air, but we just can't. We can't do that here on this station. So
just teasing them.
Yeah, I know. Well, if you guys, if you ever really want to hear what really goes on here, you can go to mynorthwest.com/homematters. Maybe I'll put some bloopers up there.
That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah. hear what really is going on.
Do I get to approve them first? Because, you know.
No, that's at my jurisdiction. Anyway, this is Cairo Radio 97.3 FM. We're Home Matters here. We got Blake Garfield in the house with Bedrooms and More. Having a good discussion, kind of.
It's all over the map.
It's all over the map, but it's good, man. It's if we can get them laughing a little bit and then get them down to your shop.
We're the ADD version of Home Matters.
What I was saying is, actually, the thing about it is, that's why I was talking off air. I said you're a farm-bred Iowan. Because if the way you talk and the jokes you crack, if I were to go up and see you at the store, I'd be like, really? You look like the cleanest cut guy I've ever seen.
But
in your mind, it's like a totally different person.
13-year-old boy? I'm pretty sure that's consistent for all men. Am I painting with too broad of a brush here? Like, did I ever grow up? No.
But here's the thing. I'll tell you what. Just if you want to go down and have some fun, crack some jokes with Blake, I would do that. And you can go, will you give him a tour?
Absolutely. Okay. Yeah.
They're open 9 a.m. to 8 p.m., 7 days a week.
On Saturdays 9 to 7 and 9 to Sunday 7. 10 to 6.
God, you make it all so complicated. All right,
because
people
till
need
to be able to spend time with their families. Jerks!
All right. But go down. You can visit Blake, and he'll take you on a tour. It's down there at either visit the old store, which is
It's just one store.
I go to the newer building.
It's our campus.
Okay, you're like the Microsoft campus now, up there, right?
The
campus.
The impoverished kind of. Down home near homeless people version of that. I don't know.
Do you have a place for them down there?
Not on purpose.
I was just checking. I thought maybe you're the answer to
my
the
wife
city
was
of
a
Seattle.
Social worker for a lot of years. Okay. And no, like
maybe you should post that to her. That can get her thinking about it.
I mean, my older brother goes around the entire neighborhood and just like cleans up vandalism and garbage every morning.
Yeah.
And one thing is if you stay proactive and you're like, if you get rid of that vandalism before it's daylight, because he's down there at the crack of dawn. He's like my parents. He wakes up at like 2 to 4 in the morning. And he's just like, okay, time to start.
Wow.
And he's down there and he like, before the paint is dry, he's getting rid of the vandalism. And it helps, but.
It does.
Eventually they give up.
He wants to make it nice.
And he's broken them. We don't have to clean up the vandalism as often anymore.
Guys, here's the thing. If you want to hear the story about how his brother chased one of the people.
No, that was me who chased the
vandalism. Oh, that was you? I thought it was your brother.
And I caught him.
Yeah, I know you did. So if you want to hear that, we won't go into that today. But if you want to hear that previous show, just go up to Home Matters, mynorthwest.com/Home Matters. It's up there, I think, in either the previous one or the one before that. Anyway, you can listen to it. It's kind of a funny story. All right, we talked about, I got to keep us on track here. I guess I'm the only one. Since, Trevor, you're not doing it. We got to talk about futons because we talked about that in the previous segment. So tell me, I don't like futons, so change my mind. What is it about futons that's so good?
I don't really want to change your mind, but here's the thing. I used to have this thought that futons were neither a good sleeping surface nor a good seating surface.
Okay.
They were an okay seating surface sleeping surface. And generally, that opinion of mine has not changed in a major way. Okay. You can have them where they are quite comfortable as a sleeping surface because you can do them with, you know, a latex mattress. You can do them with a coil mattress where it's got a hinge and it folds and it's legitimately comfortable. But, you know, it's not going to be your best sofa. It's just not. But
is it
can
because
be,
the futon is like less expensive? Is it a lower?
I think it has to do with the seat angle. So you've got that where you're sitting down and your legs are going up, and you know then your seat depth is a little bit too big unless you're tall. So for me, it's actually not bad because I'm 6'3".
But if you're shorter though, it's
but then your feet are dangling and they're not touching the ground.
Yeah,
and there's some that are better for different body types. There's some that have a less angle. And if you're gonna have something that look, this is what I need, and I don't want to spend $2,000 and $3,000 on a comfortable sleeper sofa. It's going to be a lot more comfortable than the cheap sleeper sofas where they've got the bar in the back.
Yeah.
And that's a good choice.
Okay, that's what I thought. I mean, I get you about the angle because it is kind of weird when you send them, but they do the job. What is the price point? Kind of what are they?
You can get for, you know, $500-$600, like a legitimately a really nice good, like, you know, solid wood frame where it's not going to be like you're wrestling it from the side. You can do it all from the front.
What is the mattress type? Is that a foam?
You can do, you know, your old school cotton ones with, you know, layers of foam. You can do ones that are all foam. You can do ones with like pocketed coils, like it would be like a bowling ball style mattress, but it's what you're sitting on. And those are actually quite comfortable. Like they're really like they're nice.
So you could watch a football game on them.
Yeah, but you know, it's not going to be your most comfortable couch, but it's a good slashy. You know, it can do a little bit of both.
It's
really pretty well.
It's pretty good at a lot of things, but not great.
Right, yeah. Exactly. Okay. You know, like me, I'm pretty good at a lot of things, but I'm not great.
You said it. I mean,
it's a badge I'll wear.
Is the mechanisms better on the futons? Because remember, they used to be so bad.
There's somewhere like you glide? Can, you know, you can put like 10 pounds of pressure and you can raise it and lower it. It's really pretty easy.
Okay.
It's just, you know, it's still a futon.
Okay. So we got the price point, we got all this stuff. I want to move over to the one I like is my second choice, and that's the sofa sleepers. Sure, those are kind of cool. So can you tell us a little bit about those?
Well, I fell in love with this company, American Leather, that makes just phenomenal sleeper sofas where you can open and close it, and, you know, if I had a grandmother, it was still alive. My great grandmother, my wife's great grandmother.
Is it easy to open and close? Because that was
grandmother.
Like trying to pull a mattress out.
It's spring loaded, so you just have to. You just have to guide it, and it basically opens itself. It's incredible. And then when they lay flat, they're the true dimension to a mattress, but they take a smaller footprint than the torture bar mechanism ones. So like in less space, you get a bigger mattress.
Okay.
And it's legitimately comfortable.
And is it the same kind of foam mattress type?
It's a foam mattress just like you'd get with the cabinet beds.
Okay,
got it. They haven't done one with a coil mattress yet, though that'd be
you're probably
pretty cool. I have a lot of balls in the air right now. Okay. I don't think I'm going to be inventing a sleeper sofa mechanism to be mass-produced.
Before we end the show, though, tell me, like, colors, fabrics, can you choose those kinds of things?
You got the colors of the rainbow here. Okay. I mean, any leather or fabric that you can think of, they do.
Okay. And are we talking like price range on the sofa sleeper?
They're generally $2,700 to, you know, if you wanted to go leather and make it a sectional and have it be a king size mattress. I mean, if you really tried, you could probably get it up over $10,000.
But they're kind of in that range of cabinet
business. The most popular ones are like $3,000.
Okay. So they're in the same range. Okay.
They're about half again more than the cabinet beds.
Okay. Got it.
Cabinet beds. Kind of the 2,000 to 3,000 is where you land.
Okay. So, guys, if you are thinking about having guests over the holidays and you're not quite sure where they're going to sleep and you don't want to shove them out to a hotel, these are really good solutions. We talked about the cabinet beds, the futons, the sleeper sofas. We didn't talk about day beds because both Blake and I hate them.
Yeah, that's true. But, but the thing is, I still have them, and I understand that there is a place for it. Hey, we can fit a twin bed in the sewing room and make it into a king.
You said off air that you're going to put your grandma on it and set it on fire. So.
I would not do any. So let's start with me not incinerating a grandparent. But we'll follow it with we do have them.
I know.
And we even have the roll-away cots. You know, we have everything from, you know, you can set up your guest for just a couple $100 up to thousands of dollars.
Yeah.
But I will be a sounding board for ideas if someone wants, and I may be harsh.
I just want to refute it. Okay. Well, Blake, as always, man, it was good to have you on the show.
I love being here.
Come down, visit Blake Garfield and the gang. Big family down there, bedrooms and more. 300 to 324 Northeast 45th Street, right?
Well, campus. There is a really, really...
I know there's a building.
There's a building between that we're not everything in between because I don't want to own that apartment complex.
Well, you'll take them over eventually. It'll be good. So
I think we can't afford it.
With that, I'm Pete.
I'm Trevor.
This is Home Matters, Car Radio 97.3 FM, Seattle News and Seattle's Talk.